Thanks for making the trip out this morning. Nasty day. If you remember last week, the Sisters of Life made their trip out to us from Philadelphia. And in addition to their witness and their joy, their youthfulness, they left us with a prayer card. Some of you may have gotten it last week. They went really quick. It's a litany of trust. They're prayers of deliverance. And on this weekend, when we hear about prayer in the gospel, in this time when we realize we have so much to be delivered from, so much confusion, anxiety, and doubt, even lies, and in this age where credibility and truthfulness, who to believe and who to trust, is so clouded over, it's a beautiful thing to pray this prayer. This card packs a punch. It pierces the clouds. And not that those clouds need any more piercing outside today, but the clouds inside here, the clouds in my mind and in my heart, certainly need piercing. And so today I'd like to pray this prayer with you and say a word on prayer, how it is that we can pray well so as to receive even now the perfect love of God, the consolation and the peace that He gives, which so often we fail to receive. How to pray, how to receive God's love. The gospel tells us, and it also tells us how not to. And so we're presented with the Pharisee. He goes to church, temple, and he supposedly prays. But notice in this reading, he's praying not to God. He's praying to himself. And he's not being formed by God, but rather his whole prayer is informing God. Here's what I do, God. Here's all the things that happen. That's not prayer. Authentic prayer forms us. And you know that you're praying well when you leave prayer different. You're praying well not when the cancer leaves you, or the neighbor or the coworker leaves work or moves out of the neighborhood. No, that can happen. But you're praying well when suddenly you're learning to love. Prayer is an encounter with Almighty God. And there's only one God. Authentic prayer is an encounter with the real God. And whenever He is encountered, we are changed. We are moved. And He missions us out in a new way, in a relationship. And this demands two things. The first is humility. Recognizing that we are not God. So far in my life, I've only met one person who told me that they were God. I remember him. I was visiting a state hospital, and he told me all about his divinity, that he was God. But I've met many people, and maybe you have. And if I'm honest with myself, I'm one of them, who at times thought or acted like they were God. These people don't tell you that, of course. But at times they certainly act that way. And my friends, that's what we need to be delivered from. We need to be delivered from all the lies, from all the gossips, from all the untruths that we believe. And God can do that. So this morning, inspired by the Sisters of Life who were with us last week, maybe we can do that. It's very easy. The response is, deliver me, Jesus. From the belief that I have to earn your love, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear that I am unlovable, from the false security that I have what it takes, from the fear that trusting you will leave me more destitute, from all suspicion of your words and promises, from rebellion against childlike dependency on you, from refusals and reluctances in accepting your will, from all anxiety about the future, from resentment or excessive preoccupation with my past, from restless self-seeking in the present moment, from disbelief in your love and presence, from the fear of being asked to give more than I have, from the belief that my life has no meaning or worth, from the fear of what love demands, and from all discouragement. Amen. That's the first part. He really can do that. We pray it in the Our Father, deliver us. And he delivers us so that he may fill us with his grace. A pot that is full of something can't be made more full. It has to be emptied out so as then to receive again. And having delivered us, God wants so much to share with us his life. And we trust him to do that. We trust his promise and his power. And so the second half is, Jesus, I trust in you. That you are continually holding me, sustaining and loving me. Jesus, I trust in you. That your love goes deeper than my sins, failings, and transforms me. Jesus, I trust in you. That not knowing what tomorrow brings is an invitation to lean on you. Jesus, that you are with me in my suffering. That my suffering united to yours will bear fruit in this life and in the next. That you will not leave me orphaned, that you are present in your church. That your plan is better than anything else. That you always hear me and in your goodness always respond to me. That you give me the grace to accept forgiveness and to forgive others. Jesus. That you will give me all the strength I need for what is asked. That my life is a gift and that you teach me to trust you. That you are my Lord and my God and I am your beloved one. My friends, isn't that beautiful? Did you just hear that little boy? That is beautiful. The more we can do that, my friends, each day, allowing God to deliver us so as to be filled with his love, the more at peace we will be. The tax collector may have had a lot of wrong with his life, but he got prayer right. And he said it so simply. This week, may we continue to do the same. O God, be merciful to me, a sinner.